All right, I'm recording.
Ready?
Yep. All right, so 3, 2, 1. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Lions Blog YouTube channel. It's weird saying YouTube channel instead of podcast. Welcome back to the podcast as well if you are listening to the audio version. Here again to do another scouting video. These are going to be picking up more. We got a lot of players to scout. And we are starting off our second one with Dagur Don. Not sure if I said that right. Thorhalsson. Icelandic midfielder. Seems to be able to play in multiple different areas of the pitch. Very young, only 21 years old. So really excited to look into him. Here to do it with me, as you can see on the screen next to me, being very patient. Adam, how are you doing tonight?
I are doing good. We had some technical difficulties getting started, but I'm really excited to dive into this. Dagur Don, as I said, on the last episode, is probably my favorite addition of the offseason.
Yeah, real exciting to see what we've got here. We'll pull that up in just a second. First, we just got to chat a little bit, though. We obviously weren't able to watch it, but Orlando City did just post that they won 2-0 against Minnesota.
Ooh, who's the second goal scorer?
Dagur Don.
Dagur Don, there we go.
Dagur Don with a dagger at the death was the post on Orlando City. Alliteration there.
So we got one. I believe Ertrankara scored 18 seconds in.
Was it that quick? I didn't hear that.
It was wow. The first minute. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So we just like launched the ball up, yeah, and Kara just like headed it on, and it was a goal.
Apparently, Petrasso put a ball. I saw like Austin David's tweet about it. Apparently, mm-hmm, Petrasso put a ball into the box from the left side. Kara got onto it and put it in literally the first minute.
Awesome. Sure, Adrian Heath wasn't too happy about that.
Right. You know, beautiful. Sad times.
Yeah. Happy times, sad times, all the fun stuff. So, yes. So, Dagur Don already on the score sheet this preseason, coming off the bench to get a goal. So, let's go ahead and get into it. I will be honest. I have not really seen anything on him. I've seen a couple clips. But not too much. So I'm going into this fresh. I know he's got a bit of technique and he can hit a free kick, and that looks like a flair type of player. So
yeah, he's got what you can see on what I've watched of him, at least, is the stuff that doesn't rely on the level of competition, because it's the Icelandic league, you know. Not to throw shade, but we just don't know the level of competition. The thing that you can see clearly is he's an impressive striker of the ball, is what I've called him. He's very versatile. These highlights, I think I've actually watched this video. It's going to include both attacking and defensive highlights, shots, dribbling, passing. He's a very complete, or at least versatile player. And we discussed last time we were looking at his track record. He's got a lot of minutes. He's not a raw player despite his age.
Yeah, I think it was what, like 8,000 minutes or something, yeah, something like crazy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if just like he has such a high technical ability that his teams feel like they can just put him anywhere and he's going to be, you know, probably one of the better players in that position on the pitch just from that league. Again, no disrespect, but technique is not a very Icelandic trait, you know, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, I guess there's Jofi Sigurdsson, but yeah. Ooh. That's
not... I mean, just the bend on that.
The bend, but I mean, yeah. Not a good advertisement for the league there. That's good movement.
Yeah.
Because yeah, he's noticed the space and ran into it.
Yeah, he looks to be an intelligent player in terms of kind of being available where the play is to be made. And yeah, that's a nice finish right there. He is wide open, but it's a nice finish near post. Not an easy strike to complete.
No, curling it around a player and the goalkeeper. Nice. Very good.
I mean, that's just hot right there.
Yeah.
I believe he finishes the play, yeah. Dude, yeah, I mean.
That's Sunday League stuff right there.
He's quite clearly the best player on the pitch in, like, all of these.
Yeah. Oh. Nice.
Yeah, that late arriving run. That's.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. He seems to find himself at like, the D in a lot of these goals that he's scored. Obviously taking set pieces.
I wonder if he's going to end up being, because our set piece taker when Mauricio's not on the pitch. Like, Mauricio gets subbed off right in the 70th and we need to close that game. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's going to take set pieces, especially because you'd like our other options are like Facu, Martino, Hayda. You would like them in the box to finish it off.
I agree. I'm sure he could do it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like he takes set pieces. It's weird how, like, a couple of our recent signings are all set piece takers. Like, we've seen Petrasso take set pieces. Mm-hmm. We've seen Santos. And then Ojeda, obviously, in the last one. And now here he is taking free kicks and corners for his team as well. Must be some sort of requirement that we get some technical players in there in the team, which is needed, much needed.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. See what we got here. Oh, that's the little piece of flair.
Another theme we've seen, it's players that seem to be able to find space no matter where they are on the pitch.
Mm-hmm. So this is the stuff I like to see, and this is why I like to watch games. Because here he is, he's crowded around, 2-3 people around him, keeps it there. He looks really comfortable.
It's very press resistant. On the ball.
Yeah, like, he'll bring the ball down.
Oh, this is, yeah, this is nice.
Nice. That's good. That's the right intention, right play. Maybe overhit it a little bit, but the intent is correct. And that's what you want to see, especially at this age and this type of league. Is he doing the right things? And yeah, he is.
Okay, remember when I told you about the long switches that he could do?
Are we going to start seeing all those?
Well, that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen him, I think in this video, he hits multiple of that kind of pass.
Look at the space. Oh my gosh. Must have been like a clearance after a counterattack or something. Here he is on the left. We've seen him in the center. I mean, he can roam. It'll be interesting to see if we. Yeah, like see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's a dangerous pass right there. This ball. Okay, this is incredible. Watch that one again. Rewind that. That is the best pass in this video. Look at that. Look at stride. The ridiculous curve on that ball.
In stride. Yep. On his foot. That's impressive.
I mean, that any team in the world can use that. Real Madrid, Barcelona can use that. Like, that is a top level skill right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm struggling to see where he fits. I kind of see him as like a Pereira backup and emergency winger backup as well. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
I'm thinking he plays 8. Because I think he's the junior Urso role. If we wanted to play the same formation as last season, he plays the junior Urso role in the 4-3-3. He's very versatile. He can play anywhere from anywhere up and down the wings. He can play center attacking mid. He can play center mid. Not really a 6, but. You know, he's not lost in defense.
Right.
I think box-to-box midfielder with, like, a flair for attacking is probably the best spot for him.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let's get through the advertisements. All right, let's bring it back up. Oh, I pressed cancel because I don't know what I'm doing.
You should just play the ads and get extra money.
Yeah, easy.
That's how that works, right?
No, not at all.
See, you're not getting paid.
I'm not getting paid. And I'm not paying you, so I don't know who's paying you.
you don't know about our Patreon?
No.
I set it up like 2 years ago.
Another long ball. Nice. Yep. Press resistant.
Yep.
Yep.
That, especially in teams in the East, like Philly, like Red Bulls, like you need press resistant midfielders.
Yep.
In order to compete.
Oh, nice. This is just like a level above from like Perea. If you think about it, like when we first got Perea, we were like, oh, he could turn into a really press resistant midfielder, but he really just turned into a keep possession ticking over midfielder. And he never really developed into someone like this. At least not yet. We'll see what happens over in Philadelphia, but
yeah,
this seems like a much more useful Perea. I think that's who he replaces in the squad, in my opinion. I know you think it's Urso. I think it's Perea. In terms of hierarchy, but it's like I don't see Doug or Don starting every game like Urso.
Maybe not starting immediately, but I also don't think we're going to use three midfielders every game.
Right. I think he sees a ton of minutes though.
Yeah.
I think he easily has a 1800 minute season.
I hope so.
I can see why you like him.
They're going to be those minutes in for him, and I think when he gets in, he's going to start impressing right away. If he can translate any of what you see on this to MLS, he's a wonderful player to watch.
And the thing I'm excited about is he's almost like the extra man, right? Mm-hmm. We've got Pereira. We've got Faku, we've got Ojeda, we've got Gonzalez, Angulo, Okara. We've got all of that. And then he's just like another maybe underrated option from like scouting, from like other teams scouting us. They're thinking of how can they lock down Ojeda? How can they lock down Faku? And it's like, okay, well then here comes Doug or Don off the bench. Yeah. And he's gonna bring some technique and some forward thinking and some mobility as well that you have to think about. And
I mean,
he could just be kind of an X factor a little bit.
How many times last season would we like the starting lineup and we played well for the first 60 and then we faded towards the end because we had to make some subs because Pereira got tired, because Pato got tired, you know, and then Ayrton Carr had to come off for whatever reason, right? And then it just faded because the substitutions weren't up to snuff in terms of replacing the creativity, the attacking acumen, the technique, all that.
Too many times. Way too many times did that happen.
A player like Doug or Don, who you can take multiple guys off for him, you can take a winger off for him and go more heavy in the midfield, you can go like for like at two midfield spots with him. It's a really, really useful player to have for just straight up winning games. And also, like, he's going to do the same types of things that you're seeing him do in this video here when he starts an Open Cup match against a USL team, and he's going to murder them.
Yes, he will definitely do good against that level of opposition, in my opinion. I wanted to call this out real quick because look at his burst here.
He has no right to that ball.
He doesn't. The guy's got him beat. Nope. Just that's acceleration right there. So maybe the ball bounces towards him a little bit. He gets lucky on the spinny bounce, but that's some acceleration, and he's keyed in really good. I'm interested to see what his cons are, right? Like he's going to have some pros, and he's obviously got some pros, but he's going to have some cons too. I don't know if it's defensively.
I mean, this is obviously a highly packaged.
Yeah,
not going to show a ton of that. My theory would be, A, you know, just like everyone else, there's not as much space in MLS as there is in a lot of other leagues. Adapting to that can be difficult for any new coming player. And the physicality, too, though I feel like the Icelandic League seems, just from what we've seen, it seems like fairly physical. I don't know if he'll, and he seems pretty good about being press resistant. So I don't know if he'll struggle with that too much. But then also,
I wonder if it's the speed. Like, I wonder if like the higher speed will get
him. I would also say maybe not being able to go forward as much, A, because of the constraints within the system, and B, because of the attacking talent on the other side. Having to keep your shape a little more, because he has complete freedom, it looks like, to do whatever he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And he will not have that.
And this is something else I wanted to kind of highlight about, not a potential con based on what we're seeing, but more a question and something to look out for. Are we going to see him take on opponents like in this clip right here? Or are we going to see him make a simple pass because he's in a new environment? He's in a tougher league. I want to see him take people on and take shots.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do that when you're feeling confident. So if he's taking someone on like that, he's feeling confident.
If you can get a player doing that from midfield, that's, you know, that's gravy. We expect Faku to do that. We expect Ojeda to do that. We expect Archakar to shoot pretty much every time he gets the ball. If we get players, you know, beating defenders one-on-one from midfield, it's going to be a tough long season for the rest of the league.
Yep. Just like that, cutting in, taking a shot. So at the end, that's the end of it. So my worry is definitely the speed comparison between the two leagues.
But he seems pretty fast.
Yeah, he seems like he's got some acceleration, but he's not used to the like his opponent's speed. His opponents will get to him that much quicker. His opponents will be able to keep up with him instead of him bursting past him, bursting past his opponent. So I'm worried about that. And I'm hoping he comes in and is confident. And honestly, a goal on your debut, even if it's in preseason, that helps big time. So that's going to help him get settled into the squad right away. So that's a positive. So what do you think?
I mean, you know, I like him. It's the exact type of signing I think we need to be making, especially like the report fee and this transfer mark. So like, take it with a massive mountain of salt, but the report fee is like 200K. I don't know where you're getting a better player for even $1 million, right? Let alone 200K. I just don't. That is crazy little money for the sheer quality of just skill you see on that tape.
For a squad option.
For a squad, it's incredible business. It really is. Obviously, it's a discount because of the league he came from, but just I trust Rico and Co. in the scouting department that they have, you know, watched way more of him than we have and, you know, kind of verified those skills that we saw on the highlight package and say, okay, this guy's the real deal. We can pluck him out of here and, you know, put a spotlight on him where he can showcase what he can do to the rest of the world.
Yeah. What's most exciting to me is he's almost like a Swiss Army knife. It looks like he can do different roles, different asks, different systems, and he'll be able to fit right in and do it to a competent level. And I think he's going to be a really important player for us this season. Maybe not important in terms of he's going to be starting every game, he's going to be scoring goals and getting assists for us every game, but more important in squad rotation, coming off the bench, allow for our better players to get, you know, 10, 15 minutes of rest at the end of games. He can come out and help close a game. He can come out and help push to win for a game. That's that kind of Swiss Army knife feeling. If you're pushing to win a game, you don't put Kyle Smith on, right? But if you're pushing to close out a game, you put Kyle Smith on. Now, Doug or Don looks like he can do either of those roles in the same capacity. And that's just means we have another option that we can trust off the bench. So
yeah, it's an option that you can put on, and he will not take the quality of your squad down at all.
Yeah. So real excited to see him live in person. I think this is an underrated signing. Kind of came out of the blue, and I'm glad I got to watch and learn mm-hmm. a little bit more about him. So
that's awesome. Exciting.
Yeah. Well, Adam, where can our listeners and viewers find you at?
And viewers, it's so exciting. You see our pretty faces. Gavin's growing his hair out. His hair used to be like as short as yep. mine. Yep. And so this is, you didn't get to witness the progress, but no, you can find me on my handle on Twitter at Kosher Taco Truck. Also the Cappy's Food Truck at Cappy's Food Truck on Twitter. And Instagram is where we post where we'll be. And make sure you come to Broken Strings Brewery on February 25th. Made a very special menu. I just texted my baker today about a certain color of bread, if that's a possibility again. So we'll see. Haven't got a text back.
Color of bread. But, okay.
I will be making that announcement as soon as I get the okay there.
Awesome. Great to hear. You can find me at Lions Blog One. You can find us here on YouTube at Lions Blog. Make sure to subscribe and like. Hope you guys enjoyed this. If you haven't yet, go head over and watch the Martin Ojeda scouting video Adam and I did 2 days ago at this point. And with that, thanks for watching. Adam, thanks for joining me. And vamos, Orlando.
Vamos.